So many moons ago, I rented this little house on a farm out in Whitehall, and there was these wonderful, the best neighbors I've ever had, the Millers, and they ran this farm. It was a working farm. They had cows and crops, and like they raised dogs as well, and were bred dogs, I guess. And it was just a wonderful place, and they had these four great kids, ages, I guess at that time, were like from 6 to like 13, and you know, they did their chores around the house, and they worked on the farm. They were very, very capable kids. And one day I was kind of hanging out in the afternoon in my house, and there's a knock at the door. And I open the door, and it's Jake and Sarah, the two youngest kids. They're 6 and 7. And they're like, Mr. Dave, we need some help. I was like, yeah, what's going on? Like, one of the cows, like, needs to give birth, but she's sick. And I was like, okay, A, how do you know a cow's sick? Okay, B, where's, like, your parents? And so, and like, oh, they went into, like, town for a while, and they're not here. Like, all right, well, where's, like, John and Jenny, the older brothers and sisters? They're not here either. Like, the only ones here. We can't make it happen. We need your help. Oh, okay, like, let's go. So I'm always up for an adventure. So we go out, and we go into this little pasture area where the cow is, and the cow's sitting down. And apparently that's a problem. So they're like, yeah, the cow should be standing up to give birth properly. And I said, oh, well, cool. We'll just get the cow to stand up. I'll talk to the cow. I've talked to cows, so I'll just talk to the cow. And as I approached the cow to, like, ask it to get up, the cow looked at me with a look that said, yeah, I'm not getting up. And no city slicker like you is going to tell me any different. So I backed away quickly because the thing has like a couple hundred pounds on me. And I was like, okay, well, the cow's not getting up, guys. So, you know, when your parents get back, I'm sure. They're like, no, Mr. Dave, like, it's starting to come out. Like, it's going to die. Like, it'll die if we don't get it out. No, I don't want a cow to die. That's not, when I was eating my Fruit Loops in the morning, I wasn't thinking, like, I hope a cow dies today. So I'm like, okay. All right. So I'm like, well, how do we get out? He goes, well, Jake, the kid's like, all right, well, I'll get the rope ready. And he, like, ties this rope in a little thing, a slip knot kind of a thing. And he's like, you just need to get this around the, like, back hooves and pull it out. I was like, okay, well, that's easy. I'm like, oh. And I kind of look. I'm like, yeah, there's, like, a little bit of hoof, like, sticking out. I'm like, yeah, I can't. Unfortunately, I can't do that. So, like, we're going to have to wait for your parents to get back. And then they'll get. I'm like, no, you got to. It's cool. You can just get it in there, slip it around, and pull it out. I'm like, when you say get it in there. You, and they're like, oh, okay, all right, okay. So I get the rope, and I found the hooves, let's just put it that way, and I slipped around, and I'm like, you know, okay, guys, it's not coming. I'm like, you got to really pull it. I'm like, okay. And then just then, Grandpa comes down. Grandpa's my favorite person on the farm. Grandpa's like, Jimmy, you got to pull that thing. My name is Dave, by the way. I've lived there for several months. I've corrected him once or twice already, at least. It does not matter. Jimmy, you got to pull that thing, man. You lean into it, Jimmy. I'm like, okay, well, at least, like, I know he has experience on the farm. It's not a 6-year-old telling me to pull. So I, like, dig in, and I, and, like, cows come out when you pull them. And, it has the placenta and the thing. And I'm like, whew, that was awesome. You're welcome. And like, no, we now, like, the cow is supposed to turn around and, like, lick that off and clean it and do its motherly things. And I said, oh, well, I would you mind turning? And yeah, we've already been there. So they're like, well, you need to turn the cow around. And so I'm trying to, like, coax the cow around. It's not working. Grandpa tells the little kid, go get the truck. So a couple minutes later, little Jake comes out. This beat-up Ford F-150 comes down, running through the truck. He gets out, and he's like, I can't see to back it up. The kid is 7 years old. I swear, I love this family so much. And I go, he's like, would you mind, like, backing up, Mr. Dave? I'm like, no problem. As I'm getting out, he goes, can you drive stick? I got it. Yeah, I can, actually. I can't believe you can, but I got this. So we back it up. We, like, tie a rope. I'm, like, coaxing in it. Finally, like, this cow gets up and turns around and does what it needs to do, apparently. So, like, that's the day I saved a cow's life on this farm with my wonderful neighbors. So that's the story.